gast bij de ambassade van India in Den Haag. Er was een Groen Front demonstratie. Helaas was ik zo slim om af en toe de microfoon uit te schakelen. Dus niet alles wat ik op wilde nemen, zeg maar, is tegenwoordig gekomen. Maar we gaan beginnen met een interview met een van de organisatoren.
So we are here outside the Indian Embassy today to protest against the government's policy in the Narmada Valley. So two months ago on the river Narmada, there's a huge dam called the Sardar Sarovar Dam, and 2 months ago the government authorized raising the dam height from the current 110 meters to 124 meters. This would displace an additional 40,000 more families, which is 200,000 people. This dam has already been constructed in steps for the last 10 years. 11,000 families have already been displaced, are yet to be rehabilitated in the valley, which is around 50,000 people more. They have not been given proper cultivable agricultural land in exchange for what land they lost. They've been either given really bad uncultivable land, or they've been given cash in exchange, for which they had to pay bribes to the local officers, so there's corruption as well. And people whose villages have been totally submerged have not been resettled properly. The resettlement villages the government has constructed for them are unlivable. They don't have water, drainage for sanitation, they don't have roads, they don't have medical facilities, they don't have schools for children, and there's no employment opportunity around them as well. These are people who are Adivasis and Dalits, who are at the bottom of the caste hierarchy, and they've been living semi-self-sufficiently, sometimes below poverty level, in the local area using local resources. If you uproot them from their natural surroundings and without giving them any help in terms of empowering them in terms of skills or putting them in an environment where they can function comfortably, you just cast them into villages which are middle of nowhere. There's no way they can survive, so they just migrate to cities and go into slums instead. In fact, some of them have started working as daily wage laborers for the dam project itself, which is pathetic. So 2 months ago, when the government announced that they're going to raise the dam and displace 200,000 people, they claimed that that the rehabilitation of these people has already been done or will be done in 2 months, which is patently absurd, because there's no plan as of yet to resettle them in villages or to give them land for agriculture. And therefore the movement has been fighting against the dam and fighting for the rights of the displaced people in Narmada Valley, called the Narmada Bachao Andolan, which is Save the Narmada movement, has been protesting and demonstrating in Delhi against this move from March 1st. Three of the activists have been on hunger strike for 20 days, two of whom were arrested by the police and are now charged under the charged for attempting suicide, which is illegal in India. The government, ultimately due to public pressure, because of protests in every city in India every day for weeks, the government actually had to send three of its central ministers to the valley to see what is being done. Their own ministers came back last week and admitted publicly that no rehabilitation is being done at all. Any resettlement which the local government is claiming is a joke, and it's totally non-existent, it's only on paper. Even after this, the government is refusing to halt the construction of the dam. In fact, the dam is being constructed right now as we speak. They already finished building 3 meters on top of the existing height, and they're still building it. The Prime Minister refuses to intervene and halt the construction. He says he's unable to do so because different political parties are pressurizing him to keep it going, because political parties and big industrialists stand to gain from this project because of money involved. They already licensed land along the canals which are meant for irrigation, to golf courses, to ecotourism lodges, to tourism companies, to amusement parks, for cash intensive agriculture like sugarcane plantation, which means people who actually would get a little amount of drinking water and irrigation from the canals, from the dam, are not going to get any. But the government refused to stop it. The Supreme Court also refused to stop the construction, but said that on May 1st, it will review the plans for rehabilitation which the government will provide. And if it is not happy, it will then halt the construction. So we are here to ask the government to stop the dam construction immediately, to rehabilitate all the people properly who have been displaced so far. And this is organized along by the people interested and Groen Front, which two of whose activists have been in Narmada Valley 5 years ago when they had a previous satyagraha, when some villages are being submerged. And therefore, we are here to support the Narmada Bachao Andolan.
Yeah, right now, a police officer would like to ask you something, probably. Or
yeah.
I want to ask him maybe something.
You can.
One moment,
yeah,
me,
sure.
Please.
Policeman coming with his pistol. Policeman coming with his gun. Policeman coming with his pistol. Policeman's always on the run. Police, police, don't hit me, please. Police, police, don't hit me, please.
hier in Den Haag.
Waar ben je van?
Van de radio.
Ja, welke?
Van in de media. Neem het voorop. Onafhankelijke media.
Oké. Okay.
Waar staan we dan, hè?
Ja. Je weet dat we een persverlichter hebben.
Ja. Liefst niet.
Als jij wil spreken, dan wil ik die met alle liefde doen. Maar in principe ga ik geen dingen met pers officieel.
Nee.
Dus niet geacht word ik ook te doen.
Nee, maar we zijn ook niet officiële pers hoor. Dus.
Ja, je bent gewoon officieel, dat zeg je niet zelf. Dus dat,
Nee, maar onafhankelijk hè.
Dat ja nou.
Maar het is rustig hè.
Het is rustig. Het is gezellig en dat vind ik niet eens.
De juiste manier om zo aandacht te vragen voor een probleem ver weg van ons bed zeg maar hier.
Dat weet ik niet, ga ik niet over.
Maar je lijkt anders ingesteld volgens mij, want ik zie heel veel politie en ME-busjes hier zo in de buurt staan.
Ja, maar ik ga geen verder even aangeven. Dat is voor de communicatie gewoon verder te doen. En nogmaals, kijk, wij doen ons werk.
Ja.
Het gaat gezellig en dat is prima. Dus ja. Dat betreft uitstekend.
Ja, maar de mensen die hier staan, die komen niet voor de gezelligheid volgens mij. Zegt,
dat moet je hem vragen.
Je hebt drie keer gezegd, het is gezellig. Maar die komen toch om een punt te scoren volgens mij. Die komen in
dat moet toch hun zijn?
Dat komen niet van de tekenrandje.
Ik ben hier voor de veiligheid en openbare orde. Verder moet je dat aan hun vragen. Want ik ga hier niet voor de demonstratie. Dus dat, ja?
Ja.
Oké, okay, bedankt.
Ook activisten waren uit het hele land naar deze demonstratie gekomen. Een interview met een heel bijzondere activist die vertelde dat hij betaald zou worden door Groen Front. Nou, wij gaan maar eens even luisteren dan.
Ik weet er niks van.
Meneer die er niks van weet.
We hebben mooi ingehuurd.
Staat die mooi spandoek hier?
Kees, vroeger in 1936. Hoe was het?
Ja, precies.
Maar wat word je voor betaald dan?
Ja, dus
een gratis reis naar India?
Nee, dat is gewoon per uur hè, worden we betaald. Ja, het is niet veel, maar het is net meer dan pizza's rondbrengen.
Ja.
Dus ja, als je in elkaar geslagen wordt, dan krijg je dubbel. Hè, word je 200% krijg je dan.
Ja, bonus.
Dus we proberen altijd wel een beetje rellen uit te lokken met de politie.
Ik zie daar je vinger, dat heb je ook al.
Ja, precies. Dat was vorige keer. Hè.
Dat ongeregeldheid toeslag.
Ja, onregelmatigheidstoeslag.
Dus Schinveld heeft Groen Front wel goed gedaan. Ze hebben nu zoveel geld dat ze beroepsactivisten inhuren.
Ja. Ja,
dat meest aan ons vol.
Actiepoel.
Ja, het is wat minder geworden. Vroeger,
is het nou melk op dagen geworden, of niet?
Ja, kijk, vroeger kregen we altijd veel van Libië, maar die zijn nou een beetje, ja, die doen dat niet meer. Dus nou moet alles van Cuba komen. Ja, dit is natuurlijk is geen vetpot. Dus.
Ligt aan de oogst, hè?
Dus soms moet je het gewoon van fles rum doen. Ja, dan.
En morgen, wat is je taak voor morgen? Waar ga je morgen heen?
Morgen. Dan moet ik even in mijn agenda kijken.
Yes, iets met dierenrechten.
Ja, ik denk het. Ja.
En welke organisatie werkt je ook alweer, zei je?
Rente Riot.
Oké. Hebben jullie een website?
RenteRiot.org.
Na afloop was iedereen zo enthousiast dat er hard door elkaar heen gepraat werd, maar met veel pijn en moeite heb ik toch nog wat, een beetje een kleine reactie van de organisatie te horen gekregen. Je moet goed luisteren, maar nou ja, voornamelijk veel gepraat door activisten.
So, you're going home right now?
No. We'll stay in the street fly us at some time. Till we...
I was going to you.
We go stand in the street corner and distribute flyers.
Yeah, okay.
To people, and then... When the flyers get over, we go somewhere and get some beer again.
Next week you're going to speak with him?
Yeah, because at 5 o'clock today, he will tell us. He will give an appointment for next week at 5 today. So Yap will call him at 5 and then we get an appointment and we all, I think, a few of us, as many as he will let him, can go and meet him.
What are you going to say?
We give the letter to him, so we'll ask him to respond to the letter. And on behalf of the government of India. Because it's not just to him, but it's the issue with the government of India. It asks the government to fulfill its basic constitutional obligations, both under the Indian constitution and by all the international treaties as signed. So we're going to ask him to answer, respond to the letter as to why the government is not doing what it's supposed to do. why it's not, why it's not respecting fundamental rights of its own citizens.
You can't do
it. I'm sorry. Are you satisfied about this action today?
More or less. Yeah. Yeah, but we got an appointment with him, so if we actually get to meet him, that'd be good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, but then a lot of people came and more than
that.
Good luck.
Thanks.